Welcome to Voices Kerry, broadcasting live from the beautiful village of Kerry. We have some weather moving into the area. There's a live look at some snow. It is the season. Welcome to Voices Kerry. It's actually quite cold in this studio. The outside wall is right here by this door. So, like, if there's a, usually on like a windy day, like just like tonight, a windy day, cool and crisp, it'll get quite cold in here because I don't really turn the heat on to be nice to the landlord, since we have I have a gross lease. A gross lease is when everything's included. So you could use as much electricity or gas as you want. And then until they get the bill, and then they'll be like, what are you doing in there? But just to be nice, because I know how it is to get bills. So I try to keep everything kind of running lean. But thank you for joining. We're broadcasting live. It just turned, I did not turn that clock back, but it just turned 5 o'clock, and we are broadcasting live from the Village of Kerry onto X, Rumble, and YouTube. And then we post on the Facebook. The reason why we're doing this, you're asking yourself why, this is a mission to, fill the void between, reality and social media. I have children that are going to be growing up in the Village of Kerry, and I'd like to see the conversation, take a turn for the better, to where we can all talk and, talk together, have something to talk about, not just just the online pot shots of clickbait, and then that's what you wake up to, and then you go to work, and then you're pissed off, you come home, and then you watch whatever you watch on like your podcast, or then you get further pissed off. And so I think that there's a better conversation that we can have for this this community, especially with everything that's going on a national level. I think that what better to have a strong village to where we know our neighbors, and we know that no matter what the nation throws at us, we're strong and we're going to come out on top, so we can help others in the community. So yeah, welcome to Voices Kerry. We're every day, every day we get new people into the Voices Kerry universe. So that's why I keep reaffirming we're like what we do here and what we say. Eventually that will stop. I'll just have one video to where I'm like, okay, if you want to know what we do here, watch this video, or it'll be pinned on everything. And then we'll be able to just dive into it, just so those of you that watch that skip ahead. I see you out there. I see you. There's some metrics that show, like, on a graph of who watches. And it'll show, like, okay, Randy's talking. And then, oh, he's talking about local events. So the watch time will go up. And then when I start talking again, it'll drop off. That's fine with me. I'm just here to convey information and to be a catalyst to bring people together. We have the ability to bring in more microphones, so we could do interviews. We could do like for local business owners or local. We could do birthday announcements. We could do, this is your show. So email us, voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And if you tuned in yesterday, you saw, if you tuned in live, you saw the Village of Kerry, Illinois watch party of the village board meeting, where they voted on a few things and we had some fun. I had, for those of you keeping score at home of how many times I screw up something, And for the nerds at home, the reason why that there was an echo on the audio was this little device here. I monitor. The reason why I wear headphones is not just because every other podcaster wears headphones and I want to be cool. It's because I have to monitor like my voice to see if I'm still broadcasting, and I have to listen to my voice and watch that. But then also, if I were just to have the YouTube of the Village Board meeting up on the computer, I wouldn't be able to monitor that in my headphones because it's only on the computer, and I'm only getting what I'm saying here. So I have to run a microphone to the live audio, but it was also pulling in to the live feed. So I like making mistakes because it's how you learn. I like making mistakes with you because that's how we learn. Not only about live streaming and whatnot, but about different stuff that is going on in the village. I found these Christmas lights. These are nice. These were actually in this set of Christmas lights, which is a vintage set. But these are like heavy duty. GE, I bet these are made in, yep. Ohio Box Board Company. Made in USA. General Electric Company, Nella Park, Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, this is kind of cool. You know how products always used to give like a description? These twinkling lamps give lively animation to outdoor decorations. Transparent coating adds brilliance and sparkle for longer viewing distances. Fit all immediate screw socket sets. Guaranteed to light. No need to test them. When one lamp eventually goes out, others remain lighted. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you can noticeably tell the difference if those were meant to last more than half a season. So welcome. All right, so those of you all waiting for current events, I should just have a marker. Like, here we go. I'll make like an intro. Let's do some local events. The Cary Park District. If you watched live yesterday, I went over these two first things, but congratulations to our Puzzle Mania champions. A huge thank you to everyone who joined us for the Puzzle Mania competition. It wouldn't have been the same without your energy and enthusiasm. Think you've got what it takes to salve your way to victory? Stay tuned. Our Spring Puzzle Mania is just around the corner. Details coming soon. And they actually had a Veterans Park custom puzzle, which was cool. So congratulations to them. Something very zen and therapeutic about putting a puzzle together. This year, Cary Consolidated School District number 26 posted this. This year, our Deerpath Cary second graders participated in Global Read Aloud, embracing the theme, dreaming, striving, and the strength of community. Together, they explored stories about bold dreams, personal growth, and powerful choices. There they go. That looks very confidence building. Moving on, a local business. This is from the Cary Chambers website. A local business is doing a grand reopening, and I wanted to give them a shout out. It's Divine Impact Fitness and Wellness. It says here at Divine Impact Fitness and Wellness, the goal is for clients to feel less pain and have more control over their bodies. They are located at 112 Cary Street in beautiful Cary, Illinois. So congratulations to them. This is Northwest Herald posted this on their X feed, formerly known as Twitter. Barrington Hills Village trustees for the second time turned down the Little Ducky Flower Farm owner's request for a new zoning category that would allow them to open the farm to the public as a special use. I'm not exactly sure on what they were trying to get the special use permit for, but this sounded a lot like agritourism. When I was younger, I worked at a hospital overnight, and then in the morning, I would drive to Six Flags Great America and open up some roller coasters. And when I first interviewed for Six Flags, I wanted to work there. Just to say I did, and, you know, before I got too old and, you know, it was no longer possible. But when I went in for the interview, they were like, oh, you would be great for environmental services. And I said, no, I'm probably going to do rides. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too. And I said, specifically the giant drop. And they're like, yeah, we can do that. And then I had a whole bunch of spiels. They're called spiels, like when you say something before, like every time you send a ride. I had a whole bunch of specific ones. I had like lame jokes, you know, like some of the ones you see on this program written down. I had like for when a ride broke down and everybody's upset in line, I had jokes at the ready to be able to turn on the speakers for the line and talk to those folks and keep them entertained. And you can probably see how well that went after seeing how this program's going. The agritourism, getting back to this gentleman here, he wants to open it to, and I know it's in Barrington Hills, but he wants to open it to the public for like events. And that's how originally farmers made money. And the reason why I brought up Six Flags, you'll see in a second. Agritourism was how farmers made money in the off season. So like after their harvest, they would bring in and have like events and zip lines. And you still see that in the area today. And it's quite successful. The reason why I bring up Six Flags and roller coasters is that when I worked at Six Flags, I saw stickers on every roller coaster I would operate, and these stickers said Department of Agriculture with like the year, the current year. And the Department of Agriculture still inspects roller coasters because some of the first roller coasters were attractions at these agritourism farms that the farmers would open their doors to try to gain a little bit more revenue to make it through the winter. So I thought I'd share that with you. A little tidbit. My favorite spiel for the giant drop was as they're, you would push two buttons and then you're supposed to watch them go all the way to the top and not take your eyes off of them until they come back down, which I always did. I actually did because, you know, I would want to think that they did that when I was on it. So I would watch them and be ready to, if I saw anything wrong, hit the emergency stop or do whatever else was needed. And then my favorite ones was like as soon as they're like about to leave and they're going up is like, see you next fall. That one really hit hard around like Halloween because it was fall. Yeah. So yeah. Maybe that story will touch some hearts and maybe make it possible for that gentleman to bring in something to help make it through the winter. Northwest Herald, Cary Grove won their season openers, plus more scores from around the area. Northwest Herald reports. So congratulations to Cary Grove football. And then Cary Grove, Burlington Central, Marengo, Johnsburg, and Huntley all win Thanksgiving tournament openers in girls basketball. So congratulations to girls basketball. The Illinois School Network posted on their X feed. The classroom cell ban is working, they have reported. Looks like they have little cubby holes for their cell phones. I wonder if they take Apple Watches as well, because I'm sure it could connect with the phone. And I wonder if somebody's been caught putting a fake phone in the cubby and then having their actual phone on them. I'm sure the repercussions and the verbal thrashing that they would receive is not worth it. So, but that's good to hear that it's working. Northwest Herald, visit these award-winning coffee shops on National Espresso Day. I did not take a look at the listed in that article, but if you want a good coffee shop to go to, Conscious Cup here in Cary. That's my favorite cup of Joe's from there, the Consciousness Raised, with just a splash of heavy whipping cream. But you got to be careful, because if you say, I'll take some coffee with heavy whipping cream, they'll be like, not specifically a Conscious Cup, but one experience I had was like, the whole thing was pretty much cream, because they thought I meant heavy cream, but I meant regular amount of cream, but just heavy whipping cream. So these are the first world problems of coffee ordering. But the award-winning coffee shops, I know I have one in my book, and that's the Conscious Cup. Northwest Herald, every year at the end of the season, Stoddy's farm owner, Vernon Stoddy, invites nonprofits, food pantries, and other organizations to come pick what's left in their fields for free. Thought that was nice. Another example of agritourism. Cary Park District, Kids Day Off, Wednesday, November 27th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Looking for something fun to do this fall break? We've got you covered. Join us for an action-packed day filled with friends, exciting activities, and a field trip to Cary Gymnastics. There's only 5 spots left, so don't miss out. Location is the community center. Ages kindergarten through 5th grade. Bring a sack lunch and a drink. Comfortable active clothing. And make the fall break count. You can register at carypark.com or at the community center. This I thought was a very wholesome post, because it said bring a sack lunch, which I haven't heard that in a coon's age. Actually, more than a coon's age. A coon's age is 4 to 6 years. Calling all creative teens ages 14 plus, the Cary Park District says join us for this hands-on holiday workshop and discover a variety of fun and creative techniques to design stunning ornaments. Learn how to paint directly on ornaments using acrylics and paint pens. Pour and swirl paint inside for a unique marble effect. That sounds fun and creative. And then I did not expand that post, but that sounds like a fun time. So ages 14 plus, December 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the community center on Briargate Road. Thank you, Cary Park District. And then the Cary Grove High School Boosters Club. An impressive 9 players scored in the girls' basketball season opener. Well done, ladies. So congratulations to the Cary Grove girls basketball once again. This was fun. Little national type headline, but with a local focus. McHenry County voters appear to have approved allowing the McHenry County Conservation District to increase its tax cap. We know the day of, there was a 300-vote gap, but it appears that the 300-vote gap has been closed due to voting, ballot counting since the election day, how many weeks ago? And I printed out the article. Here we go. McHenry County voters appear to have given approval for the McHenry County Conservation District to raise its tax cap. The yes side is up 50.28 to 49.72, and the margin of about 850 votes. More than 154,000 people voted in the referendum, according to McHenry County Clerk's unofficial results. Before votes were added to the tally, Tuesday, the no side held an 300-vote lead. They are counting postmarked ballots by November 5th, but arrived to the clerk's office by Tuesday. And they were the results were added Tuesday afternoon. After the polls had closed in early November, Conservation District officials were cautiously optimistic the measure would pass. The additional funds voters approved will go to improve access to facilities and protect water quality and wildlife habitats, according to the Conservation District's website. With the referendum apparent passage, a homeowner with a property worth $300,000 can expect to pay $209 in taxes to the Conservation District next year and $115 in 2026. So it's a downward trend. If the referendum had failed, the homeowner would have paid $88 in 26. So it's about a $30 vote there. The Conservation District said before the election is its share of property taxes would decrease regardless of the referendum passage due to retiring debts. The Conservation District levy will increase by about $3 million. The Conservation District was the only item that flipped after Tuesday's votes were added. So we all thank the McHenry County Conservation District for what they do. And what was that? That was a $30 difference. So, $209 in taxes goes to $115 in 26, and then it would have been $88 in 26 if it failed. So it's $30 difference. I say you make that. I say what you would normally pay for a sticker for like a state park that we enjoy for free here. I think like a few, maybe two or three visits in the entire year, you make back what you give to those folks through taxes. So get out there, utilize it, enjoy the nature. I know that they're currently working on adding a path fully around the lake. At the Hollows. So they are investing into their infrastructure and protecting their resources. So thank you, McHenry County Conservation District. The Village Board, the Voices Cary Live Village Board Meeting Watch Party was yesterday. So if you enjoyed that live, you got to see it. It is not forward-facing anymore due to an audio issue. I will be re-recording it for the Voices Carry live, almost live, Village Board Meeting Watch Party. And I'm going to try to think of a longer title just to make it funny. And you'll see that coming down the pipe. So if you'd like to re-watch it with me live, I'll be doing that with only one audio source into the input. So there's no echo. And I could have gotten away with leaving it, but I wanted to re-record it just for your convenience and to show, you know, not amateur hour. So we got some fun stuff here. Step Brothers would be proud of this. I found a drum set came through my feed. And the Carry Yard Sale posted this. $300, Crystal Lake. Great addition to your Beat Lab. Don't touch my drum set. And then this, somebody crashed through a brick wall and a neighbor put this up. It's a broken down wall with the Kool-Aid pitcher man busting through it saying, "Oh yeah." I thought that was funny. This Amazon item is not real, but I thought that was clever. Whoever designed that. It says 14 USB outlets, 66 AC outlets. This actually might be real. I'm just assuming it isn't. 900 watt. Four amp. You never know now these days. Someone call Kellogg's. The frosted mini wheat harvest is ready. Got rolls of straw there. I think hay. That's straw. And then hay is when it's dried out and ready for horses to eat. And then finally, this plumber had some fun with some plumbing that they did recently, and they made it look like Super Mario Brothers. That's what I have for you guys and gals today. Thank you for joining me for Voices Carry live. And I can try the game. I'll try winning this game back here. This is Gravity Hill. I haven't won this on air yet. The object of the game is a ball at the bottom, and then you try to move it up by tilting it. And if you get it to the top, there's like little obstacles along the way, you win. And I haven't won yet. And maybe when we have guests too, we can have them try this in studio once they come on. All right, wish me luck. No cigar. I got that on Facebook Marketplace for pennies on the dollar and fixed it up. And not very good at it. I don't think it's level. But that's an excuse. But thank you very much for joining me today on Voices Carry Live. I hope all of you have a great rest of your day today. And you can expect that re-record of the Village of Carry, Illinois Watch Board Meeting Watch Party will be before the end of the week or on the weekend here. So be on the lookout for that. And it's always a pleasure putting a little show together for you guys and joining you and for making it into your day today. So thank you. And have a great rest of your day and stay warm. We'll see you tomorrow on Voices Carry Live.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds. Counting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.